sugar maple. I remember their sounds, the sounds of the wind rustling their leaves and swaying their branches in different seasons. I remember leaves on the ground, sometimes dry and gathered in great piles raked together, sometimes wet and sticking to the grass. I remember how they homed, cicadas and great wings, sparrows, robins and jays, squirrels and raccoons. Old maple that fell and split my childhood home years after I moved away. I remember the trees that fell and the ones that, bending in strong storms, stood afterward. I remember walks through woods, trails blanketed with old leaves, trees so numerous and varied, and with names I didn't know and may never. I remember touching the bark of oaks and redwoods, birch and tupelo. I remember the sounds of the names of trees I've never seen. Baobab and eucalyptus, teak, tornifortia, and acacia. I remember forests on fire, hillsides all clear-cut, fields rendered barren by disease, moors that once were forests. And I remember saplings that grew through concrete. Saplings whose trunks grew solid. Trees with demands. There are trees that outdate empires, successions of empires. Trees many times older than the language I speak. Tree colonies older than the oldest artwork I know. Ancient forests that... Ancient forests that will... There are ancient forests.
New music from Kier Nuringer and the ensemble Klang. We hear the track Litany of Trees from the disc Elegies and Litanies here at WFMU. Peter Kowald and Tatsuya Nakatani prior to that, first track of a thing they put out a bit ago, something called 13 Definitions of Truth, and I guess it has to be a bit ago since Mr. Cowell departed quite some time ago. We started the set with music from Andre Almuro, Phonolith from Music Experimental, all played for you here on A Gateway to Joy, WFMU East Orange, WMFU,
Rick Fabio,
Mount Hope, in New York City and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
What is this, another lady DJ? Oh my God, what next?
Courtney, are you ready for a diaper change?
Come on now. This is Fats Waller tribute. It's birthday tomorrow. You like Fats Waller, don't you? I have a 78 put up on the big trawler right here. I wound it up, so it's ready to go.
Marco, stay tuned.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking, the neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Send this joint, boy. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Don't you hit that chick. That's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. Oh man, it's really ready. No baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Maybe Moses on his toes, I mean, the joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Get the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet bare and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no. To agree, you never thought love would get you, that you would ever fall for me. You asked for it, well, you got it, you wanted to play. You never thought I'd upset you, you didn't figure out that way. I made my mind up when my heart started doing tricks. Your heart would wind up falling like a ton of bricks. You asked for it, well, you got it. How else could it be? Look at that. Now that you're mine, I'll bet you You never get away from me. Bye, bye.
I can't believe they forced me to come back to Jersey City to do a broadcast of the old Codger show. I don't like it. I've been hosting the old Codger show, the radio show, from my comfortable pouting shanty in East Orange for the past year. And I've been enjoying it very much. It's very, very easy to commute. I just across the yard from my bunker. But station manager Ken Friedman has decided that, after a year of having the disc jockeys spin platters from their playrooms, that he missed. He missed his underlings, the people he pushes around. So he has invited them back to the station. He has encouraged them to return. He has solicited their visitation to the premises. He has requested their in-person presence. Well, actually, he ordered them to get their asses into Studio A, or he will trade them to a college station for spare parts and a couple of mud mats for the transmitter shack. Well, at least I didn't have to push my shopping cart full of 70 RPM records along Route 280 like in years gone by. You ever push a shopping cart full of 78s into a headwind? Well, this week, Lolabel Pancake, my assistant, she drove me down here. And she is serving as the board operator. I don't touch the equipment. She's the playlist coordinator and the comments forum moderator. And she's also... Here, fill my glass, will you? I'm a little low on the bourbon. Yeah, she's refilling my glass with Sly Weasel bourbon as needed. If you check the bookkeeping here at the Old Codger Show, you'll see that Sly Weasel bourbon is budgeted under healthcare. Well, tonight's show, the Old Codger Show on WFMU, is dedicated to the F word. Yup, everybody's favorite four-letter F word. And of course, by that I mean Fats Waller. Yes, tonight's show. A special tribute to that great American musical icon, Mr. Thomas Waller. Everybody knew him as Fats. Tomorrow would be his 117th birthday. He was born May 21st, 1904, in New York City. So we're going to listen to a whole lot of Fats Waller music for this hour on the Old Codger Show this week.
I like the dimple in your chin. I even like the tricky way you grin, yes, baby. Still, you ain't nowhere. You ain't no kind of catch. Doggone you, woman, your socks don't match. Your teeth have that pearly white, yeah. Your lips are sweet, and they pucker right, yes. You're the kind to lift my latch. But doggone, baby, your socks don't match. The shoes you wear, oh, they reveal your hose. Seems if both of them are of different hue. They seem to be strangers, baby. Why don't you amalgamate and get them things together? I think you should introduce it too. Yes, you got to do them kind of things. You got the eyes. Yes, they're lovely blue. Mm-hmm. You got a fine pug nose, and I go for that too. Though you're the best of all, yes, you're the finest of all the badge. Woman, forget it. Skip it. Your socks don't match. No, no, your socks don't match. Change for a time, will ya? Chaps and such is what comes round here's bouncing on the V-disc. Yeah. Thank you.
love like a finger and a glove, close together we'll remain, never stray from lover's lane. Show the world a thing or two, what two hearts can really do. You for me and me for you, fair and square in love.
Is here to stay, yes. So walk up to me, yes.
I'd work for you, I'd even slave for you, I'd be a banker or a knave for you, whatever that is. And if that isn't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along, I'd gladly move the earth for you, to prove my love to you and its worth for you. If that isn't love, it will have to do, gotta do, until the real thing comes along. With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come with me. My heart is yours, what more can I say? You want me to rob a bank? Well, I won't do it. I'd sigh for you, yes. I'd even cry for you, yes. I'd tear the stars down from the skies for you. If that isn't love, well, skip it. It'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along. About ready to cry for you. I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. That isn't love. Have to do, baby. Yeah. Till the real thing comes along. Here's the real thing, baby.
This is Courtney here. You're tied to WFMU. Accept no substitute. These people all filling in for Fabio. Nobody gonna fill in for me. Well, unless it's somebody named Bodenheim. And this is WFMU. I'm your cadre playing 70 RPM records. All of them are containing Fats Waller this week. We're paying tribute to the great Fats Waller. We heard the songs, Your Socks Don't Match. And then we heard Bouncing on a V-Disc, Fats Waller playing organ. And then Fair and Square, Back up to me, that's right, back. Fats Waller was very much into classical music. But he turned it into jazz. And then Until the Real Thing Comes Along, all on the old cards show on WFMU, paying tribute this week to Fats Waller. It's his birthday tomorrow, did you know that? Hey, look, I just want to say, this is not about Fats Waller, but there's someone on staff, I just met this guy the other day. I just met this guy. He says he's been here for years. I've never met him. His name is John the Poet. Maybe it's Jim. The Poet? He's a poet. Yeah, WFMU has, apparently, a staff poet. He said the position pays very well. He gets $125,000 a year plus benefits to write poetry here at WFMU. He said he was hired over 2,000 other applicants for the position of staff poet. All of these poets out of work. I know. I share your disbelief. Anyway, he tells me WFMU did a very extensive search. They wanted to find a poet of adequate skills who was absolutely unqualified for any other line of work. And they got this guy, John or Jim, and they set him up in this corner office, and he keeps regular hours. He's here 5 days a week, 9 to 5. This is how WFMU spends your donations. Not on qualified engineers to fix the broken equipment. That's all broken around here. And they don't spend it on DJs with good taste in music. No, they spend it on an artsy-fartsy poet. I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy. But he did have a very lousy brand of whiskey on his desk. But I don't think it's my place to judge his sad-ass tastes in booze. Anyway, John the Poet, or Jim, whatever, he's telling me about this 96-year-old DJ in Japan who just retired. 96? Well, when I was that age, but you don't want me yakking about what it was like when I was a youngster in radio. Oh, it's a very different business then. Don't get me started. Yeah, anyway, you know, I think we should just resume our tribute to Fats Waller. That's why you're all listening, not to hear me ramble here. So this week's show, again, dedicated to the great Thomas Fats Waller, because tomorrow is his birthday. Now, the next song is a Fats Waller song, but it's sung by Mamie Smith.
Of a sigh. Sighs don't make a hit, never help a bit. There's a good reason why. Here's a recipe, it will suit you to a T. When the sun is out of sight, even though you miss a light, just to keep things going right, keep a song in your soul. When the dark clouds gather round, that's no time to wear a frown, and your castle tumbles down. Keep a song in your soul. If you take heed to my story, you'll be introduced to glory, glory. If you keep this thought in view, that troubles you disappears like morning dew. Keep a song in your soul. When the sun is out of sight, even though you miss the light, just to keep things going right, keep a song in your soul. When the dark clouds gather round and your castles tumble down, that's no time to wear a frown. Keep the song in your soul. If you take heed to my story, you'll be introduced to glory, glory. If you keep this thought in view, anything that troubles you disappears like morning dew. Keep the song in your soul. Keep this thought in view, anything that troubles you disappears like morning dew. Keep a song in your soul.
just ain't right, like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating, with all that meat and no potatoes. All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators, yeah. Hold me steady, I am ready, with all that meat and no potatoes. I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. 'Cause woman, you know that mess ain't right. All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes. Yes, I'm steaming, I'm really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. Where's my fine ham bone? Where is it?
Did you hear what the lady said?
Not exactly. What did she say?
She said, I got a snap in my finger.
Yeah.
And a rhythm in my walk.
You don't tell me.
As the elephant said, living in a great big way.
Oh, get away from here. That's too much.
I got a handful of nothing.
What?
But I peep at it like a hawk.
Peep at nothing?
I'm doing okay, living in a great big way.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Listen here, sir. I'm the salt in the ocean.
Mm?
I'm the sun in the sky.
Mm-mm.
I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Not the president.
I'm a $1 million, long as I've got snap in my finger.
I'll stop.
And a rhythm in my walk.
Get away from here.
I got the devil to pay. I'm living in a great big way.
Well, let me tell you something.
What is it?
Gotta snap my finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhythm in my walk.
No, no.
Doing okay. Living in a great big way. Got a handful of nothing.
Quick, yes.
Watching like a hawk.
No, you didn't.
As the elephants say, I'm living in a gigantic, colossal way.
Tell me something.
I'm salt in the ocean. I'm that sun up in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt. I've $1 million as long as I retain that snap in the fingers and the rhythm in the walk. Oh, dear. Doing okay. I'm living in a great big way.
Now, just listen here. Let me tell you something.
What?
Don't play that.
Well, that was a duet, Fetchwater, and the great Bill Robinson, Billy Pugs Angus Robinson from the film. But it was a 78 RPM record from the film that I happen to have in my collection. This is the Orchards of Courtney T. Addison. We're playing a tribute to Fetchwater this week, because it's his birthday tomorrow. Say happy birthday, Fetch. Come on, what are you waiting for? Anyway, we opened up the set with the song written by Fetchwater called Keep a Song in Your Soul. It was sung by Mamie Smith. Then we heard Fats himself play the piano on something called Gladys. And then all that meat and no potatoes. Fatwater, he was not a vegetarian. Take one look at him and you'll see. And finally, yeah, living in a great big way from Bill Robinson and Fatwater. Now, we are paying the whole hour tribute to this genius, Fatwater. Tomorrow would be his 117th birthday. You know, when I was that age. Ah, but never mind. I don't want to hear about my frisky frolics when I was at that tender age. It seems like only, I don't know, 30 years ago. Fatwater was a sublime entertainer. I saw him many, many times. He was a brilliant songwriter. He could sing. He was a great pianist. He could play the organ, and he could act. If you ever see him, well, on a film anyway, he had the most expressive eyebrows in the history of jazz. He could make music with his eyebrows. It doesn't quite come across on radio. I'm sorry about that. He was also influenced by James P. Johnson, and he took lessons from James P. Johnson. We're going to have a song, Fatwater, playing the James P. Johnson number, coming up next. But first, I also want to say that in the early 1930s, this is very important to history of Fatwater that you should know. In the 1930s, early, when he was already a big jazz star, he had cameo roles in several major motion pictures starring Flip the Frog! That's right. Fats and Flip were carousing, card-playing buddies. Oh, they both loved to chase the ladies. But Fats was under contract to another film studio, so he could not appear in Flip's major motion pictures under his own name. So he was often wearing costumes. It made it impossible to recognize him. And Fats and Flip used to pal around with radio star Fred Allen. Fats and Flip and Fred, they were quite the wrecking crew. Anyway, another time, Al Capone once tried to book Fatwater for a private party in Chicago in 1926. But the date of Al Capone's party conflicted with you can look this up. It conflicted with a commitment that Fatwater had made to perform for me and my friends at the East Orange American Legion Hall. And Fats was a man of his word. So he he called Al Capone and said, I'm not showing up. Sorry, Al. And he turned down Capone's offer. Instead, he came to East Orange, and we had a fine time. Like I said, you can look it up. Al Capone was very gracious when he realized that there was a conflict. And he deferred to me. He knew about me, and he said, oh, you got a commitment with Courtney. You go do that show. We'll schedule some other time. That's the kind of guy that Al Capone was. Anyway, we'll go back to the music now, paying tribute again to Fatwater here on WFMU on the Earl Kizer Show. Now, this is Carolina Shout, written by James P. Johnson and performed by Fatwater. Thank you.
walk around here. Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gunboat. Chef, chef, chef. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and squawking, cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one? Thank you.
And now, the finale of the first act in my show, Early to Bed. Look out, boys. There's Yes and There in Martinique. Watch out. Hasta mañana. Good mama. All you senoras, drag your body over here.
The program's coming to a close. Where it looks like we're out of time. I got another 50, 78s of Fats Waller with me. I brought a lot of music. You never know. Hey, maybe there'll be some technical difficulties, and Hardy White's show won't be able to be broadcast tonight, in which case maybe we will hear another hour of Fats Waller. Stay tuned. Well, let's see. We finished up with Martinique. Before that was Willow Tree with the Louisiana Sugar Babes featuring Fats Waller. The Jitterbug Waltz, we're going backwards here. Your feet's too big. And Carolina Shout. The music of the genius of the enormously famous, brilliant, talented, entertaining, and my old buddy, Fats Waller. It's his birthday tomorrow. I want you to celebrate, drink some Sly Weezer, and smoke a Rancho Malario in honor of Fats Waller tomorrow. Well, this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. Every week, for an hour, we play 70 RPM records. We don't usually do a tribute to one artist. We usually like to hear a variety of artists, including lady singers, during the program. But tonight, Fats Waller, yes, 117 years old, tomorrow. Well, so you, I'll be back next week. You stay tuned. Maybe you'll hear Hardy White. Maybe you'll hear some more Fats Waller. This is at WFMU, East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition. with Hardy Why.
I'm Hardy Why. Join me now, won't you, as we have adventures together, as we free our mind as it sails upon a lake of dreams and possibilities. It sinks beneath, it rises above, it bounces off like a skipped stone. Ultimately, it floats onto a shore like an old fish skull. And there's a little mouse captain. Hello, bosun.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Butchie and I are going to present to you today our Mind's Eye skit, which is based on some skit that maybe we saw someone or a bunch of someone's do somewhere a lot over time.
It's the skit equivalent of, hey, have you noticed airplane food? What's up with that?
Yeah, but anyway, it's our take on it.
And it's good enough.
Welcome to BOGO's. Can I take your order? All right. And what would you like to drink with that? Oh, what about water? Oh, good. All right, number 3 meal with water. Pull around to the 4th window. Hello, sir. Can I take your order?
Yes, I'd like the number 2 meal.
And what would you like to drink with that?
No drink.
Well, how about water?
No water, no drink.
Well, I'll just go ahead and give you the water and you can do whatever you want with it.
No, I don't want it. No water, no drink.
But you have a drink coming.
I don't want it. I won't accept it.
You have to.
I have to? No, I don't have to. Just leave it off.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Because you paid for the whole meal.
I don't care.
Yeah, but see, if you paid for something and we don't give it to you and we get audited, we're sunk.
Oh, well, just deduct it from the price of the meal.
I can't do that. It's a fixed price. Just please, let me give you the drink. You can do whatever you want. Give it to somebody.
I don't want to give it to anybody. I don't want it.
Well, throw it away.
I'm not going to throw it away. I don't want to throw it away. I don't want it. No drink.
Water?
No water. No drink.
No drink. Okay. Listen, let me check with my manager.
Please.
Hey, Ken? Yeah, it's me. Listen, there's somebody here who wants a meal with no drink. Yeah, no, not even water. No, I said that. I don't know why they wouldn't throw it away. Yes. Outright refused. Oh. Yes, I see them. Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Ken. All right, so there is a way to get the meal without the drink, and all you have to do is sign this.
Sign what?
It's a waiver.
A waiver?
Yeah. I'll give you a few minutes to read it.
I'm not going to read anything. I just want the number 2 meal, no drink.
Well, if things were only that easy.
All right. Well, if I sign this, can I get the number 2 meal at the regular price with no drink?
No drink. Well, you have to accept the cup.
I don't want the cup.
It'll be an empty cup.
I don't want an empty cup.
Well, it's just sort of like, you're part of the contract. You have to take the cup because inventory.
What inventory?
Well, we could staple the contract to one of the cups. But see, that's cumbersome. It's better if you just take the cup as a receipt.
I don't want the cup.
And a lid.
I don't want the lid.
And a straw.
I don't want the lid and the straw. I just want a number 2 meal.
Well, I guess you could order a la carte. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was Butchie and Lou from the Idiotic Moron Mind's Eye Project doing No Water, No Drink. Next up is the experimental avant-garde jazz improvisational group Kukla, Fran, and Ives doing Carmina Manassi.
Experience. I think what happens is that the longer that you do something, the more you learn
how to undo it. And by that I mean if you tie a knot, you become an expert in untying. And that's just not what you thought would happen.
It's going through.